Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome to the Business of Personal Brand Photography. My name is Paula Brennan, and if you haven't listened before, welcome, new friend. Where have you been? This is a podcast that is all about sharing the business side of personal brand photography. So yes, I sprinkle in some inspiration and stuff like that, but really what I want to help you to do is to operate your business in a much more succinct way so that you can have a lot more clients flowing easily through your business. Now, if you have been listening, welcome back. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to share today's topic with you because I'm sure that we've all had that point where we've reached a photo shoot with a client where they've rocked up with a bunch of clothes that were really difficult to shoot. Now, let me tell you, I once had a photo shoot with a client who rocked up to my studio for a portrait slash brand shoot. It was a bit of a hybrid back in the day. And she rocked up with just one singlet. And I'm talking like a white, you could almost call it like a wife beater here in Australia. It was a white singlet with a pair of denim shorts and absolutely nothing else. Now, I did at the time have a lot of good systems to help her to prepare. We had, you know, PDF guides and things that were going out. But I learned quickly that a lot of people don't open every single email that you send them. And so sometimes this whole styling stuff, particularly if you're producing PDF guides and you're asking them to do lots of things, that they don't necessarily get the message, right? And this client turning up with one singlet and a pair of dirty old denim jeans made me really realize that I needed to tighten up my systems a little bit and to help my clients in a better way. And so I make sure that I do speak at some capacity with most of the clients that come to me, or else I make it very easy for them to understand by way of automated emails exactly what's expected of them, okay? And it's delivered in a few different formats. And so today what I really wanted to do was to help you to get unscrambled. If you've got sort of difficult messaging or difficult ways of helping people to get prepared for their photo shoot, is to simplify it, because in 2023, everybody is looking for the shorter, simpler solutions. So if you're still sending out these like complex PDF guides where you're really telling people all these different things on how to dress and how to wear, for a lot of people, that's going to be overwhelming. And so we need to just simplify the whole process for them and make it easier. Because let's face it, it can be really confronting to go through your wardrobe and try and get packed and get ready for a photo shoot. Stepping in front of a camera is one thing, but then trying to organize and plan your wardrobe around it can be something quite different. For a lot of people, getting dressed and dressing up is like fun. It's like play. It's an expression of who they are. And they really like run hard at it and they really enjoy it. But for quite a lot of the population, I find it's quite an overwhelming and it can be quite exposing almost. It can make you feel quite confronted to look into your wardrobe and maybe feel like you don't have a connection with those clothes anymore. For a lot of people, particularly post-pandemic, there's been a lot of body shaping changes and behavioral changes, not necessarily going out to work anymore. So a lot of my clients I find are feeling slightly disconnected to a good portion of their wardrobe, whether it be it just doesn't fit them stylistically anymore. They might have outgrown that version of themselves. they might have physically outgrown it if they've kind of expanded or contracted in their body shape. And so this whole process of like asking them to kind of reveal who they are visually with their clothing and their aesthetics, it can bring up a lot of kind of feeling of not being enough or sort of insecurities around who they are. I find as well, a lot of the women that I work with, they might have a disconnect completely to their own sense of style. Perhaps they've like dedicated themselves to their business or they've been dedicating the last couple of years to their family. And so their own sort of, you know, sense of self and sense of style has gone down the pecking order in terms of what's really important for them. And so when it comes to doing a photo shoot, even though they know they need to do it and they know they need to stand out for their businesses, it can bring up a lot of kind of emotional kind of baggage around this notion of how do they present themselves anymore or what is their sense of style or how do they want the world to be seeing them? Do they want the world to see them at all, even though they know they need to? There's a lot of things that this can bring up for your clients. And so, as I said, what I want to help you to do is to really strip away some of the stress for your clients and some of the stress for you as well if your clients are turning up unprepared or they don't bring enough of what you need. So let's kind of dig into what are the kind of prompts and what are the kind of things that you can do in a simple fashion to make it easy for your clients to present well and to present comfortably for their photo shoot. Now, as I said, I am not using any PDF guides anymore for this kind of a thing because I find that giving my clients too much rigidity, it doesn't work for them. I want my clients to feel fluid when they're coming to their photo shoot. So I don't want them to feel like they necessarily have to tick very rigid boxes. Okay. Now, if you are presenting your PDF guides and things like that, there's no judgment here. This is just how I want to work for my business and how I'm finding is working really well coming into 2023, because I'm finding that things have just changed. Things have changed post-pandemic and we need to move with the times. So the way that you were operating pre-pandemic or maybe in 2020, 2021, it's not necessarily how you need to be operating right now. So let's have a look through a lens of what you can be doing, and let's break it down into five simple ways that you can make it easier for your clients to come prepared and to be styled, but not overly styled for your personal brand photo shoot with them. So the first thing I want to say here is, and I've touched on it a little bit, but I really want you to think about not trying to be too rigid and too tight with your clients and to be a little bit, I guess, general in the way that you're advising them to do things. So if you do have PDF guides to help them to do styling, then definitely keep it kind of loose and don't give too many visual cues for them. And if you are giving visual cues, make sure that you're showing lots of different body types and different colors and different sort of styles. Now, you might like to photograph just one type of outfit, or you might like to photograph one type of woman. But what you need to do is make sure that you're keeping your PDF guides quite general and quite like in an overview fashion. I always say to people, what I want them to do is to show up themselves. So the version of themselves that turns up to work with their clients, the version of themselves that turns up to those Zoom calls, the version of them that turns up to those meetings, plus 25%. Okay. So they understand that. They get that when I say that. And that kind of gives them a little bit of leeway so that they can be who they are. Because have you ever found in your own life that you've followed somebody or you've been communicating with somebody online and then they turn up and they don't look anything like the version of them does online? Okay. I don't want you creating photos like that for your clients where there's such a huge disconnect that they're virtually unrecognizable when people meet them in the street or they meet them when they come for their meetings or go to work with them. We are in the business of personal branding. And that means that your clients need to look like themselves in the photos, okay? Long gone are the days where we present this, you know, like schmick, you know, polished version of people. Now it's really about helping people to relate with them on a more authentic level. And so you need to make sure that you are advising your clients and letting them be who they are And so that's about you not being so rigid again and not sort of trying to define who they are for themselves, but letting them just be who they are. So in this, I want you to try and be as general as you can and sort of allow them to bring as much of them to the party as they can. Now, I told you that I'm not using PDF guides anymore, but I am using emails and I am using videos and I am very much using consultations to be able to advise my clients. So we do a deep dive consultation with the majority of the clients that we work with, except the ones that are on those mini shoot days. And so the ones that have this consultation, here I am, I'm trying to keep it general. But the second thing that I want you to really be aware of is to listen in for the cues that your clients are giving you, okay? So they will always tell you things like, I always wear black, or I'm not really a fan of wearing, you know, too much corporate anymore. Or they might tell you that they love a particular brand, or they might tell you again, something like an insecurity, like they've recently put on weight. And so they're feeling a little bit distraught, or they're feeling a little bit, you know, overwhelmed about the possibility of jumping in front of your lens. Okay. So it's important for you to listen to those cues and start taking notes. So let's say someone tells you, oh, you know what, I'm a really big fan of wearing Lululemon. You know, I'm loving wearing my Lululemons when I'm just sitting around the house. I'm taking that exact cue down on paper so that I can feed it back to them later on. Okay. And I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a minute. But I want you to make sure that you are listening in to every single cue that they deliver to you, so that you can take down the notes and that you can feed it back to them later on, okay? Now, people may not necessarily give you cues, okay? So some people aren't over chatters, they just aren't. And so the third thing you might not need to really be aware of doing is you might need to dig deep yourself, okay? So you might need to ask them questions around, what do they wear when they go to certain activities with their work? You know, so this is when you're interviewing them, they will be telling you things and you need to be digging deep on the kind of activities that they do on a day-to-day basis, whether it's in work or their own personal home routines. And so if you're taking down notes, but you might then go back and you might ask them, hey, when you are, you know, getting the kids to school and getting them ready for school, what is it that you're wearing while you're doing that activity, generally speaking? Or when you're out and about, let's say you're going to meet a client for a coffee, what is it the kind of clothes that you find yourself wearing when you're doing that? Now, that is great because once you start asking the right questions, they'll be able to give you the right responses. But you might also be able to ask them things like, hey, where can I see you online? So if they haven't already shared it with you, let's say you're on an initial call with somebody. A lot of the time, the clothing element does come up for me when we're talking on that initial sales call. And so I might just be, you know, jumping on online while they're chatting away and having a little bit of a poke around on their Instagram. And on their Instagram or their Facebook accounts, you can usually get quite a really good read on how they present themselves already online. Now, if you land on one of those pages like I did yesterday, where the client literally just has quote, 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 one photo amongst effectively like 40 quotes, okay, then you are not going to be necessarily be able to dig deep on the cues online, but you can definitely, for most people, get a bit of a sense of how they dress. Some of them might even, you know, if they're a clothes horse, they might even reference or they might tag in the brands that they're using. Again, these are all notes that you can be taking down so that you can be feeding it back to them later on in the conversation. So what I want you to do is to really think about taking down those notes and then making sure that you've got them written somewhere on a piece of paper so that you can reference them later on. If you've got a great memory and you're not like me, like a little goldfish, then you might not necessarily need to be taking down these notes, but it is great for you to be able to not only see while you're on the call, but actually have that visual element where you're reading it as well. So seeing on your screen and then reading on the piece of paper is really good cues to be able to then assist your clients later on during the conversation when it comes to wrapping everything up and really giving them the advice on what you want them to be wearing. So another thing that I find is really helpful is to be able to give your clients some context for the outfits that they're going to be wearing. So you might say something like, you know, the outfits that you wear when you're on Zoom calls with your clients, Or you might say something like the kind of outfits that you'd wear when you're going for lunch with a girlfriend. Or what would you typically wear when you're going for a walk on the beach? Or, you know, the outfits that you like to wear when you're going for a walk with the dog? You can give them context for things like that so that they can fill in the gaps themselves. And this allows them to be able to paint the picture for themselves and to go straight to their wardrobe, and they've got the specific context for the outfit. So rather than sort of giving them visuals on outfits, it helps for them to be able to fill in the gaps. And what I find with this is that it means that they're not feeling like they need to go and shop. They need to go and, you know, go and buy all new outfits that just don't feel congruent to who they are. Remember, we don't want your clients to be dressing up and feeling like they're not the version of themselves that turns up to the photo shoots. So giving them the context rather than telling them the specific outfit is really helpful. I'm often finding myself saying stuff to my clients like, you know, those outfits that you love to wear when you go out with your girlfriends and you really get to kind of like dress in that eclectic version of you, you know, that little razzle dazzle or, you know, that kind of vibe. And so that then allows them to fill in what that means to them rather than me telling them, go and wear a skinny pair of jeans and a pair of, you know, stilettos with like hot pink stilettos with a sequin top. Like rather than me filling that in for them, it allows them to be able to paint the picture for themselves. And I feel like that allows them to have a lot more self-expression than trying to fit into the box of what somebody else has already worn that worked for you in a photo shoot. Now, I know that this might all sound a little bit generic, but what it is it's putting the power back to the client. And that really, for me, is really important. Let me give you the example of how this might look. Let's say you were talking to a realtor. So for a realtor, you might say, well, you know those outfits that you wear when you go to auction day, that real dressed up version of yourself. So I want you to get a couple of those outfits and bring those along. Now, I'm sure when you're going to go and meet with clients, say for just an open home on a Saturday, or you might just be walking some clients through during the weekdays, you're probably still dressed up, but not quite as much as you'd be for the auction day, right? So let's bring a couple of those outfits too. Now, when you're working in the office with your colleagues, and maybe you don't have to be front-facing with clients, do you have a different style? So it might be a little bit more casual, still professional casual or smart casual, but it might be just slightly more relaxed. So let's bring a couple of those outfits too. And then what do you wear when you might be out on a Sunday? So this is the much more relaxed weekend version of you. But let's say you're going to go out and meet some friends for brunch or something. So let's bring a couple of those outfits as well. So what I've done there is I've painted the picture of sort of four different scenarios, a super highly dressed up version. I've painted the scenario of like a more professional, but not the boss lady version of her, just the more kind of casual professional. We've got the sort of maybe working from home or working from the office type of outfit. And then we've got her on the weekend and how she'd present. Now, she might say that's all the same, and that's totally fine too, right? So she might say, I'd kind of dress the same for all of those locations, and that's great. But what you've given her is a range of different outfits. And this works for the boys too, okay? So this sort of structure and this sort of loose parameters, but also giving context to the outfits, is definitely going to help all of your personal brand clients to be able to go straight to their wardrobe and pluck out the outfits that they need for those occasions or for those activities. And then they have a really solid idea when they're presenting them to you and they can say, oh, well, this is what I wear when I go to auction. And that's going to help to guide you when you can come to the photo shoot. And then it's also going to help them to be able to plan and to prepare really well. Now, the last thing that I like to do for my clients, and this is really, again, an empathetic kind of sympathetic, it's a kind of supportive role that you want to be playing, is that I want to give them permission to just be themselves. Okay. Now, I always say to people, look, you most likely have everything that you already need for this photo shoot sitting in your wardrobe right now. And I'm giving you permission to just go and take what you've already got and bring it out. Now, you might be sick of the outfit, but nobody else is because they don't get to see you in it as much as you do. So it's totally fine. If you've got that favorite dress that you've been wearing for the last 3 years, it's totally fine that that makes an appearance at your photo shoot. Now, listen to that kind of language because that's really giving her permission to just be herself. And I really want you to think about this in the way that you're coaching your clients to get ready for their photo shoot. Because as I said at the start, we're not about helping our clients to be a version of themselves that they're not. What we want to try and do is in one day, create a series of photos for them that doesn't look like it's all taken in the one day, but it looks like them. It feels like them. It feels authentic to who they are, and it feels exactly how they show up in their real life. Now, of course, you are going to have clients that are going to want to get advice if they want to go shopping. And it's totally up to you. I get excited for them. You know, if someone comes to me and they say, hey, I'm going on a shopping trip next week and I really want to get your advice. Now, if they take that to that place, it's totally fine for you to step in as that role and give them some advice. But I wouldn't go there first, okay? Because as I said, we want to give people permission to turn up exactly as they are. And then it's up to you to make the outfits work. Now, obviously, sometimes people will turn up with outfits that don't necessarily work for their bodies or that kind of thing. And that's why I always say to my clients, look, bring as much as you think that you might like to bring to the shoot and let me go through it. And if you do that, you might, you know, get someone who brings, say, 12 different outfits for the photo shoot, and then you get the opportunity to be able to refine it down. But by leaving those parameters open and not being so rigid and saying you can only bring two outfits, then it allows them to bring multiple different things for you to choose from. Okay, so it works. It's a me casa, you casa thing. It works for both of you. Now, I did tell you to be taking notes throughout your conversation with them as well. And this is really about giving them permission to be themselves. And by wrapping it up and telling them back and recapping everything that you've said. So again, let's say I'm talking to that realtor again. I might turn around to her and I'll say, look, I really want you to bring the outfits that you might wear to an auction. You know how you were telling me that you like to wear the Q brand? Well, that's probably a couple of those Q dresses, okay? And so then when we come to working with clients in person, you know how you said you like to wear lots of color and patterns? Well, let's bring that into that section where you're meeting with clients. And then, you know how you said that you like to wear just linens on the weekends and how you said that you really like that Seed brand? Well, let's bring that into those outfits that you're talking about on the weekends. And if you want to wrap in, you said you like to work from home in your Lorna Janes. If you want to do that, then make sure that you bring that Lorna Jane stuff to the shoot too. And we'll see what it looks like. And if you feel comfortable on the day, we might be able to get some shots of you in that as well, if it feels congruent. Now, again, I'm giving her permission to be herself, but I'm also doing that by telling her that I've been listening to her and I'm making what's important to her important to this conversation. And I think if you can do that and you can do it in such a way that you are listening to what they are telling you rather than you vomiting information onto them and telling them what you want, that give and take of being listening in, of letting them know that you've heard them and then delivering back to them what they've told you and giving them confidence that what they've got is enough and who they are is enough and the clothing that they've got is enough and that they don't need to go shopping, I think you are going to have a lot more confident of a client on your hands. She's going to rock up to that photo shoot feeling super confident with the outfits that she's got. And it's going to be one less thing that she's going to have to worry or stress about. Now, I know that you might have been coming to this episode looking for specific styling advice. Now, I could rattle off a bunch of different things about the kind of fits that I like to use and the kind of patterns and all of that and the colors that I like to photograph, but I'm not a stylist. So I didn't want to go into that realm. What I wanted to do was help you to feel more comfortable and confident about preparing your clients so that they feel more comfortable and confident too. And it's up to you then to make it work. So if you are interested in getting styling tips and advice, what I would say to you is go and partner up with a stylist, okay? Go and partner with a stylist in your area. I have a couple that I do recommend to my clients. So if they're looking for specifics, if they want someone to help them to go shopping, that's not my area of expertise. And so I have stylists on hand that I send them to. And I know that my stylists that I recommend are going to take good care of them, that they're not going to make them buy really super expensive stuff. They're going to work within their budgets, whatever that be, whether it be on the cheaper or the more expensive side. But I know ultimately they're going to give my clients a beautiful shopping experience and they're going to help them to feel that more confident coming to the photo shoot. But that is not my area of expertise. And so I didn't want to jump there. what I wanted to jump into is how I know I'm very good at preparing my clients to feel comfortable and confident to turn up in their photo shoot in a way that works for who they are as people, so that that way I'm capturing images I know confidently will truly represent the people who they are in real life. So I hope that this has helped you to look at the way that you're preparing your clients for their photo shoot in a slightly different way than perhaps you've looked at it before. And if you have really enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Please take the time, if you haven't already, to subscribe first so you get more episodes just like this one. But if you can take the time to rate and review this podcast, it's really helpful for me to be able to reach more photographers who need to learn different styles of training compared to what's out there. And I also really appreciate if you have given me some feedback. For those of you who have been sending me DMs on Instagram, I love it. I love to hear from you. There's been some comments on the YouTube videos as well. And don't worry, that training that you've suggesting is coming your way. So I'm excited to listen to the feedback that I get from you guys and to be able to create more content that's helpful. So if you've got any questions, make sure to DM me on Instagram at Paula Brennan, and I will be sure to follow up with you and schedule that information into podcasts if we can. All right, thanks for listening, and I look forward to catching up with you next week. I'll still think goodbye. We can take my life.